USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise. President Trump wishing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson well. He's had the coronavirus now for about 10 days, but he has been moved to the intensive care unit in a hospital in London as he's now critically ill. Johnson is 55 years old.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
At a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 8%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, Dr. Birx continues to reiterate this is a highly transmittable virus, and she says Americans still need to take precautions.
Out of respect for every single healthcare worker that's on the front line, whether they're a nurse, a doctor, a respiratory therapist, the phlebotomist, the persons who come in the rooms to clean, you know, out of respect for them, we as Americans should be doing everything possible. And what I meant was, if you can consolidate, if you can send one person, the entire family doesn't need to go out on these occasions. This is a highly transmittable virus. We want every American to know that what they're doing is making a difference, but we need to have solidarity of commitment from everyone. Maybe once every 2 weeks we can do a grocery store and pharmacy shop for the entire family. So it was really about we have to do everything we can.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An unfortunate side effect of the stay-at-home orders issued because of the coronavirus pandemic is that domestic violence calls on the rise. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
It seems to be happening in most states, but some examples, calls to hotlines in Virginia increased by 76% in that state in March, according to the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance. That group compiles data on shelter services for 65 facilities. A Maryland example, Anne Arundel County Police answered 202 more reports of domestic violence last month than over the same period 1 year earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There are many, many predictions being made about the future of the U.S. economy after the coronavirus peaks here in the United States. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow is optimistic the U.S. economy will be okay if the coronavirus crisis is stabilized fairly soon.
We came into this with a very strong economy, all right? It got interrupted by the virus, if that's the right word.
Talking with reporters outside the White House, Kudlow also says the Trump administration is working hard to implement the roughly $2 trillion economic stimulus bill that was recently approved. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.